Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
and
not.
We're not experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help. Hey guys.
Hey.
We have a special guest.
We've got a really special guest.
Thank you for having me.
Dun-dun-dun.
Wait, okay, I'm going to pronounce your name. It's Antigone, isn't
Antigone,
it?
Antigone, yeah.
Because Charlie pronounced it wrong the other day on a podcast. Everyone. And then I panicked on the way here. I was like, wait, I do have it right.
Do people call you Tiggy for sure?
Yeah, no? People call me Tig.
Tiggy.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't watched Love Island, which I'm pretty sure you all have, because the
it has been huge this year.
No, it's always huge.
No, it's always huge.
But I feel like this year has been a
this
bit mad.
Than I've not watched it since Molly May, and I'm like, this is
I
the
didn't
best
watch
TV. To what? Like, there's no better TV.
So my dad's always slammed Love Island and been like, it's junk food for the brain. I would never watch that. And obviously, he had to watch it this year because I was there. And now he's like addicted. Like last night we were watching
so
it, and I was like, why are you still watching it? Then he was like, wow, I've had a bit of ice cream now. I can't stop.
You know what? It's just a form of like anthropology, isn't it? Like,
it is.
It's just humans it's just going about their business, and you just look at
them. But it's way better than like Big Brother because there's an it's a nice atmosphere,
and everyone's nice.
Everyone's nice every year. Like it seems positive.
No,
and, like,
definitely.
Yeah. So tell us about what was
you're fresh out. She's fresh out
she's
the island.
Fresh out the villa.
Fresh out the villa.
Firstly, did your parents say when you told them you were going on it?
Well, honestly, when I first got approached, I was like, no way.
Like, so how does it work?
So I got like a DM on Instagram, like, hey,
it's a DM. Would you,
yeah. And I got an email as well. But anyway, so I was like, cool. And at first, I was like, no way. And then they're like, look, would you just have like a Zoom call? And I was like, okay, fine. There's no harm in having the
when
conversation.
Was this
is like, in January.
Yeah.
And then,
God, you've almost got to like really plan when you're going to be single. Like, right, I cannot meet someone from now.
Well, in a way, but like I was in a really long relationship for like I was in a 9-year relationship. I know.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Sorry, how old are you?
I'm 26. So from when I was like 15 to 24, So then, like, I'd been single for like a year when they reached out to me, and I was kind of getting to the point where I was like,
ready to
cool,
do.
I've been outside a little bit and I'm missing like cuddles and all of that stuff, so I was like, maybe it's not bad timing to meet somebody. And by then it would have been like a year and a half, and then I just went along with the process and I thought, you know what, okay, if I get it now I can decide if I want to do it. And my mum and dad like were like really supportive. I think, you know, you can go on there and like carry yourself however you want to or be yourself, and you know, they kind of trusted that like I would be fine. So yeah, I think they were like stressed when I was on there apparently, because it was just like, you don't know what's going on and you're like anxious.
You held
but they loved
so
it.
Well, like, well, you came across so well, and you're exactly the same in real life. I was very I think everyone was really shocked when we were just talking about this when you did you get photos?
You saw all the girls like, oh.
No, I literally was like
how
come again? Yeah, they were fuming. Paige was fuming.
Oh no, I love Paige. I love all the girls. They're actually like really lovely girls. Like Paige and India in particular, like I know that like I will literally be, I know it's weird because it was not that long, but
you really
when you're spending
know.
24/7 with people and you don't have a phone, which is something we've never experienced
how much
in
you
our lives.
With someone.
Yeah, you spend all day like getting to know people. So I know I'll be friends with them like for the foreseeable. So then I mean, listen, I was gutted when I left. Like, at first, I was like, this is a disaster. Like, and bear in mind, like, this is at, like, 5 in the morning when that happens. Like, you...
Oh,
yeah, like, when there's, like, a dumping or a recoupling...
That's why you
first of all, they take hours. like a bitch was tired. No. Yeah, it's like literally, and that was like 5 a.m, and I was like, this is a disaster.
Why? Because they're like resetting the cameras and stuff.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, with, when each person stands up, you're getting the shots, and then you're standing there for like 700 minutes, and then the next person talks, and then it's really long.
Oh my God, I imagine them being quite discreet with the camera to try and keep it as real as possible.
It is discreet, but it just takes time. So like, obviously, in the day, you're just, you don't really feel like you're on camera, but when there's like these things, like the dumpings and whatever, it's much more like you're having a moment here. Okay. But yeah, so I was like, oh my God, I was only on there for a week. This is so embarrassing. Like, not at all, I was like, yeah. I'm going to be like, and you don't, you obviously like, because the public doesn't know you're out yet. Your family doesn't even know you're out yet. Oh, so you go to like a holding villa for a couple of days until the show airs, and like you can't speak to your family
Shut
yet.
Shut up.
So wait, I was there, I didn't know the response
scary.
Outside.
So
it
by
is.
By yourself in this villa, like waiting.
Yeah.
Just you and
well,
Charlie.
Me and Charlie and like Charlie. Our chaperones, who are basically there to like babysit and make sure you don't go on social media. But
so wait, why? So it's shot 2 days in advance?
I think it's like between 24 and 48 hours.
They have to have time to edit it. Think about that. The
yeah, of course.
Quite
yeah.
Quick.
Yeah. So like the teaser was the day after. And then it was like the day after that it was shown. And then we flew back on the Saturday morning.
So were you allowed to go outside your bedroom? And like
yeah, yeah. You're in this like lovely villa. But like I was just like freaking out. Like I just wanted to speak to my mum and my sister and be like, what's happened? And you know, I was like so emotional. But like in the, you know, to be fair to ITV and whatever, like there's welfare and the like you get to speak to somebody and it's like whatever, but
yeah
I was kind of gutted when I first left, but I really believe in like everything, the universe, and everything happened
totally.
In the right way. Yeah, and since I've been back, at first I was trying to see the positive because I'm a positive person, but I didn't really believe it. I was like, this is just a disaster.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
since I've been back, I'm like, things weren't the way they should, and I'm like, I'm so happy that I left when I did. Like, I think it was, you know, good timing.
Yeah. And when you were in there, like, how was it when you first walked in and like dated people?
Do you know, it was so fun walking in because, you know, you've watched it on TV and you walk in, you're like, oh my God. And it's like low-key, it feels smaller than it is on TV, but it looks exactly the same.
And do they make you watch all the episodes that have happened so far so you know what you're walking into?
Yeah. So they don't make you, but they said, like,
you should
do
your
due diligence.
Right.
And then I was like sat there and it was boiling. I was so happy because it was a bit cloudy that day because I was like, I'm going to sweat off like all my makeup. So I was like sat there on a sunbed just like fanning myself with my van like carrying everywhere. And then I was like, who's going to come and find me right now? And it was Jay and Davide came out. And
nice
it was just, it was really fun, actually. I like enjoyed going
is,
in.
Is Davide as funny as
he's
he seems?
He's funnier. Like, he's probably one of the most hilarious people I've ever met. Like, do you know what was so funny? Like, he just says things so straight, like, almost too straight. Like, I'd be like, Davide, like, what do you think of my outfit? And he'd be like, it's fine. And I'm like, let's work on some words here. Sensational, phenomenal. Or like, we were talking about, like, you know, being a girl and the fact that when you're, like, going out in London or wherever as a girl, you can get away with not paying for things and whatever. Mm. And he was there, like, because he works in, like, the club industry in Manchester. And we're all just sitting there having this conversation. Then he turns around and he goes, hey, I'll be honest, in Manchester, I go wherever the fuck I want, I don't pay for anything.
Fucking great impression.
Like, oh my God.
He just comes out with these one-liners and he's just, he's like really genuinely like a really funny guy.
I love him. I used to not like him at all at first. I was not liking the Davide.
Tell us.
Something switched and then he was just, he just became more comfortable,
At first, I was like, he's some stiff up guy who loves himself. And he definitely still is the vainest man I've ever met in my life. I told him this as well. But he's genuinely.
To be fair, he is stunning.
I mean, he is beautiful.
He is. Everyone in the island was really, I don't know whether to call it an island. Everyone in the island was really good. Like,
yeah.
My biggest question is, Luca that in love with Gemma?
He totally is. Like,
he's so besotted.
He is besotted. Like, people think he's playing games.
Is she that in love with
she
him?
She is too. She's just cooler. Like, do I mean, I'm sorry, how is she? She's like 19 and that.
Oh,
like,
my gosh, she's like his wise apple.
My little brother's 17. And I'm like, how are you just 2 years older than him? Because he's like, still a kid to me. But she's like, one thing about Gemma that doesn't come across when you watch it is she's hilarious and she's like really quite extroverted when you get to know her.
Oh,
and
really?
She's like
she
really
that's
funny.
So annoying
and,
they don't
you know,
show stuff like that about people.
Yeah, I mean, there was one little clip that they showed that was really funny where she's like on the balcony and Luca's down in the shower and
he's
she's like,
heavy.
Like, and that's like a bit more of like her character. Like, she's really funny and really sweet, really mature. She definitely likes Luca a lot. Like, you can definitely see that.
Do we think this Adam Collard's going to shake things
up? I don't think so.
I think he's going to shake things up with somebody, but I just don't know who yet.
Paige.
Well, Jack, it's just been announced that Jax has just left. Yeah, it's just been out like everywhere. I'm not doing a spoiler. It's like in OK magazine.
Wait,
and everything.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
He just couldn't do it.
I don't know, and I'm not gonna lie. Like I'm
no,
actually.
No, no.
Yeah.
Spanner in the air.
Yeah. It's the best TV in the world.
And I'm actually worried. Like Jax, yeah, is really sweet. Like I'm not just saying this because yeah. I think he's had such a bad rep.
Yeah.
But he's like what? Like I think his family come out and said he's got ADHD, so he can react in certain ways to things.
Right.
He's like I'll say this. I think he's got some emotional maturity to develop.
Do. Yeah.
But as a person, he's genuinely a sweetheart, like really lovely, like really sweet. And I hope that like he's just got like a good support system around.
That makes me sad
that he's left.
That happens sometimes. That happened to somebody last year and they just quickly left.
That happened earlier in this season.
Oh no, it was this season, yeah, that was it.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean,
is that real though? Is it real press? Because is it more Higgins coming
true.
In?
It's definitely true. Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
More Higgins isn't coming in.
Well, who, that's sorry? all over TikTok.
I think that's all a joke. Stop it's like it. A joke. It's like, bring Maura in.
There's no tweets like that.
Bring Maura in. Like, please bring her in. Like,
people were tweeting, if you're going to bring back, why don't you just bring Ovi back? Like, instead of
everyone's been saying that. Yeah. I went to an event this morning and they wouldn't shut up about Ovi. I was like, I didn't watch it that seriously.
I was going to say, who is that?
If you miss a series, you really like lack on conversation during
stuff. Yeah, everything is, I don't know anything.
Wait, we should probably try this wine.
Oh, God.
So, what we do is, we try our wine, we rate it, we try and get some flavours. Neither of us are very good at drinking wine, cool. As in we don't know.
Sophie's taste buds are actually pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. Should I pour it?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
You That's tried really that really nice. Well. You've done this before.
I mean, she knows us Greeks, we like our wine. My parents are really into wine.
That's actually really
nice. That's really nice.
Okay, what's so it called? This is a Pinot Grigio.
15 squid. Quite good.
Yeah, nice.
Delicious. I like that a lot. So we've just found out that like, you drink. Oh, I thought it was orange juice. Suspect.
Oh,
you
yeah.
See everyone spilling orange juice.
Drinking, like, you know when we had to do the dance challenge?
Oh my God, does that just take hours and hours and
Thank
hours?
Thank God you were good at dancing. Sorry, but I just
I
like,
was terrified.
You already knew you were a good dancer. Like for me, doing that challenge, I would have, no.
the dancing challenge.
Yeah, yeah, no. All of us were freaking out. We all looked so, when I watched it back, I was like, oh my God, we all look so confident.
They
if
make
you
it
saw
look
us
good.
Before, we were freaking out because I was like, listen, I can dance a little bit, but I don't dance on people. Like, I've not done that before. And I was like wearing these stripper heels and I was like, there's like grates in the floor.
Oh,
and
I did
like,
notice that.
I'm going to fall. And so all the girls like, please, can we have like our glass, one of our glasses of wine before we do it just to loosen up? But I didn't drink my glass of wine before because I was like, I don't want to loosen up. I don't want to fall. I was like, let me be clear-minded. Oh, so I saved my two glasses of wine and I backed them like before the boys came on. So when the boys were doing theirs, I was actually pissed. Like, and it was so funny.
Who was your heartbeat raised by? Remind
I think
me.
It was Jax, actually. Ooh. But like, he just came out like on smoke. Like, he was like, right, it, like, bare aggressive. So I just think I was shocked. But, you know.
Charlie.
No, that made me a little bit uncomfortable.
No, do you know what?
It did. I'm sorry, I'm being honest.
I hear it, but he, like, I think it looked like he was like taking himself seriously. He wasn't. Like, he was just having so much fun with it. Like, and he
they just
was
that's yeah. so mean that they do that.
I know. Like, he was just being a good sport. Like, and he's like,
I love
honestly
it.
Got such a funny, quirky sense of humor. So I think he was just taking the piss himself. I don't know if you saw when he poured the glass over him before he came out. That was olive oil.
No.
So he was covered in olive oil. And then when he came over to all of us girls, we're like, oh my God, we're covered in oil right now.
Oh yeah. No.
But like, I felt bad.
It was the bar like, cheese in the face.
He was like, he was just having a laugh. Like, you've got to go for it in these things.
You've got to go for it. I thought everyone did really well, to be fair. I would have literally been like, no, I would have
fun,
refused.
Though. It was fun.
Tash is really good at dancing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, she's a dancer for good thing. And Danica, like, literally dances in clubs as well. So she knows
she's
how
been
to do
that. Yeah, she's yeah. done that.
And
before.
I was like, we were like, why are you sending Danica out first? Because then we're going to get
the expectations.
I really
so
thought
good.
Everyone was, all the girls were like frighteningly good. India,
yeah,
out of
was
nowhere.
Good.
I was like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
India is a bad bitch. Like, she is like, so sick. She's so stunning.
She's got such a calming like presence, yeah, I always yeah. think. Like when she's talking, it's always just like, yeah.
Just chilled, good
yeah,
vibes.
Like she's just holds herself so well.
I knew
yeah.
I was going to get along with her before I went in there. You know when you watch it and
yeah.
I was like, she's got that London vibe.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
She reminds me of a lot of my friends and yeah, like me and India were like this in there. We actually like wore really cute matching outfits one night and I don't think you saw it, which is kind of annoying.
Oh. I probably did. Which night was it?
We wore these little IMG sets, like a little... I
yeah,
was
what
like
are the clothes? Like, talk to us about the clothes.
So you take your own stuff, but then obviously it's sponsored by eBay, so there'd be like certain...
But
nice...
was there like nice vintage like
yeah, yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Tasha had this really nice Versace one day. We did this one like blue party and that was all like eBay and... Yeah, I think I love that it was eBay as the sponsor.
Really cool.
As opposed to fast fashion.
They did that. But they're making it more sustainable.
Yeah. And it was good because you just got loads of different brands, loads of different things. Because it was Boots was a sponsor as well. So like the bathroom's like fully stocked. The makeup room's like fully stocked, like Fenty makeup. Like all my hair products were in there as well.
Oh my God, I was thinking, how much of a big suitcase are you allowed to take with you?
So you're allowed to take two suitcases.
Okay, stunning.
Yeah. So
what about if you had like, we had a girl from...
Oh God, yeah. Too hot to handle.
Chloe V.
Oh yeah, I know Chloe.
Yeah. And she basically, what she went around saying, because she said it on the podcast, she didn't do a shit for 5 days. And she, was it longer? And she was so constipated. Oh my and God. Having to eat on top of that. Like, what is the toilet situation like?
Is there a men's loo and a girl's loo? No, but
the girls tended to use the upstairs loo a bit more and the boys tended to use the downstairs loo.
Oh, there's a downstairs loo.
Yeah, there's a downstairs loo.
Wait, so otherwise you would have had to share. There wasn't like a boys loo and a girls
loo. That's what I mean. No, I'm like, is not it all really. Communal?
But you know what? Like everyone's like out in the garden. So I feel like you could just kind of sneak off and just...
No one would know.
Yeah.
Lovely. I think I would panic about that.
And it wasn't really a thing.
Yeah, you're concentrating on other shit, I imagine.
And just last question before we go into the other questions. What's the food situation like? You only see eat like a bam pizza and I'm like, poor girl.
Yeah, no. So you have like two catered meals a day. So like there's like nice? They bring in like a buffet. Yeah, it was nice. Like it's like relatively healthy, but it'll be like some chicken, rice. Like, it's actually nice. Sometimes there'd be pasta and it'd be like just a few options. So but the hours are just really weird. So you'd kind of get up, do your chats, it's like 11 o'clock, and then you'd have lunch. And then during the day, there's like a fully stocked fridge and like a larder and you can like make what you want and have what you want.
Right.
Like some people are a bit more fussy, so they wouldn't have lunch and they would just make their own like oven pizzas, like you said.
Right.
But me and India just eat everything. So me and India were just there. Like yamming like
give
two,
me the
three.
Buffet
yeah exactly and then you have dinner as well but yeah like it's,
is it dinner like
and girls
fun?
And boys sit separately for lunch
okay
obviously
lunch.
It's not filmed
yes they
so
can't.
Like they don't want
it's
you to
it's a
like,
shame
talk.
They don't film like the dinners if you all sit down and just like have a big old natter together yeah. Eating and drinking that surely
that,
is
yeah,
so fun
but I guess that's what they do when they go and have like their sofa chats
yeah
well exactly like they don't want you to talk about like real like
save the camera.
Stuff. In a way it was like say you wanted to talk about things that like your real life that you wanted to tell the girls or talk about or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
who's
yeah,
like
yeah.
Snogged what who on the outside or things
yeah,
like that
yeah.
That you just don't want to get aired. You would just know you can have those chats over lunch.
Yeah, yeah,
because that's
not
gonna get aired. So
and you just demic yourself or just
well you'd
the
have
off.
The mic on but you just know they're not gonna show that because they just
they don't
film
ever
the
show
lunch.
Lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. God, I'd be like telling all of it. But with like producers, they do sometimes listen and they're like, oh, creep that
can you
please
say that?
Really
again, that chat
Jay.
You've had, yeah.
And they're like, we
yeah.
Heard you say that again.
Can you?
We've
yeah,
had that
yeah,
before.
But you don't like. We didn't. I didn't have that. I think that it was like
they're not as sly
yeah.
As that.
Yeah.
Last thing before we get Melissa's got loads of questions. My phone's died. Why doesn't Luca drink?
I don't know, actually. He doesn't drink. No, Jay doesn't drink either.
And everyone else would just have, like, two glasses so you could choose any wine prosecco.
Yeah.
Were you ever like, can you please just give us some more wine?
Yeah, yeah, but they just don't... You don't get it. Like, you don't get it. And also, they're
did
really
they
strict
pour
on, like,
the
you,
wine?
Yes, yeah, so it'll be like, okay, your drink's ready, and you go get your drink, and then it'll be the second drink's ready, and you can have it.
You went on a detox. It's quite
yeah,
nice.
It was yeah. Good. But also, I think it's nice because... Nobody then gets really pissed and acts out of character and
silly
embarrassing themselves.
Yeah,
at least you're, like, within your, like, consciousness
sure.
When you're... You
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't, yeah, exactly, wake yeah. Up with, like, the fear. I actually agree. And also probably health and safety.
Don't want anxiety when you're, like, on TV.
No, thank
can you.
Can
you tell us something really, like, sneaky that they didn't air that you know that happened?
Oh, come on.
Or some just juicy goss.
Okay.
Can I just
yeah.
Say
a little
this
Wednesday's
the, this
wine
is the funnest
juicy.
Podcast I've ever had.
Well... One thing that happened that was really surprised that they didn't air
yeah.
Was you see when Ek and Sue went and said about Gemma saying her head could be turned when
yeah.
It was just so taken
yeah.
Out of context.
Yeah.
We were all like sitting there talking and Dammy lost his shit. Like he literally was like, if you want drama, I'll give you drama. Like, and he was
what,
just like really annoyed. No,
to like,
Ekin. To Ekin, he was really, really annoyed. And like, not in like a bad way. Like he was within his right.
Right.
But like, it was like a dramatic moment that I was like, oh God, this is juicy. TV. And they just didn't show that at all. They like, yeah.
Maybe it's because he... That is
well, you
weird.
Know, he was maybe a bit they were putting down his mind reading powers.
Maybe,
did he read
maybe,
your mind
but that was
there?
A bit like I was shocked that didn't go.
Yeah,
there.
That is weird. Stuff. I wonder why they.
There would have been
because,
a reason
because
maybe
it's breaking the fourth wall
yeah.
Too much. She,
maybe,
they're basically suggesting
yeah.
That Ekin's doing it for airtime, and that would have maybe been breaking the fourth wall too much.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Don't know, but then that's just TV God.
I do rate Ekin for just being like, so what? You did fucking say it. Like, just own it.
Yeah, but like it was taken out of context. I mean, listen, I think she's the best thing that happened to this season. Oh, she's hilarious. Really, she makes amazing TV. She's so funny. She's so good to watch. But like, yeah, like she knew what she was doing there.
Producer runs into her. She just like hears the tea and then she runs over.
No, that know. The producers obviously would have filmed or seen her doing that, and they would have been like, right, I think you got to go to that. She'd be like, yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean,
go explain what just happened, then go over to Dane to explain it.
Yeah,
we'll keep
that.
Right, okay. Who shocked you in there since leaving the show? So like, since watching it now,
I was really shocked at both Dami and Jackson, the Casa Amor thing.
And also, I feel like Dami was a bit like pressuring the boys to like do stuff at the beginning with that like comment to Luca, and Luca's like, "Can you fuck off?"
Why is it when you put boys together, they just lose all composure and act like little children?
The problem is, to me, they know they're being filmed. They know they're going to see it. So it's almost like stop playing up to like. It made me have an ick with all of them.
I know, it's true.
I was like, you're all losers. In that moment, I was like, what the fuck?
I know, and I knew that both Dami and India and Paige and Jax would end up like rekindling.
Yeah,
I
literally knew it because
genuinely, they were so good together. Like, when you're in there, that's one thing that I will say is like the feelings, the relationships, whatever, are seriously real. Like, all four of the couples that were like strong when I was in there, Tasha and Andrew, really, really like loved up.
Really loved up.
Like, I was shocked about that. Like, how differently it came across outside because they really were like proper loved up together. So do I. And like, I mean, yeah, I mean, and those girls that went in at Casa Amor, they really made him like question himself, and they made him feel like he'd look like an idiot. And it was like, that was really out of order.
That was so out of order.
It was such like small like dick energy from the girls.
I didn't get that at all. And also, they really made it out like she had been slacking.
And she hadn't.
I was like, has she done anything?
I didn't really understand that whole thing.
No, I don't think so. And I think it's like everyone kind of makes a pressured thing at you, like even the other islanders and like whatever. When somebody new comes in and wants to get to know you, everyone's like, well, you should just get to know them. So it's not really Tasha's fault that like every guy that came in happened to want to get to know her. She then went and got to know them and then wanted Andrew. So it's like, if anything, that should prove that like she was really into
more.
Him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but yeah, they were really strong. Luca and Gemma were really strong. Indian and Dami, like they were the ones that I wanted to win. I still want them to win now that they've rekindled. That little run and jump last night, I'm sorry.
Oh, so
was that not the cutest thing ever?
Oh my God, I think I missed that.
Did you miss it? Like, well, so he was sleeping outside with Andrew, and India must have like gone to find him, and she walked outside and he spotted her, and they like ran to each other in the garden, and it was so cute.
Best dancing moment. It was pretty sweet.
I need one of those moments.
Yeah. So they're really real, like the love in there. Yeah, I think I want them to win, yeah.
We're rooting for them.
I think Gemma
would be
Luke
quite
win,
nice if I just think they've been a bit too plain sailing.
I know, but the plain sailing ones
I'm
always win.
I'm not that invested.
Yeah, I think they'll win.
Me too. To be like, I think they're like.
I'm more invested in Andrew and.
I was really invested in Paige and Jackson.
They were so good together as well. Like, he was really so sweet with her like the whole time. Like he when they were in different beds, like he like put a pillow in between their beds so they could hold hands.
Like,
how cute is that? And like, you know, like little things like me and her went inside at one point, we came back out.
The relationships are so real.
No, they really are. And like, and then he was like, oh, how is it that you just went inside for 30 minutes to come out and you're more beautiful? Like, you can tell that he was smitten by her, which is why I was shocked at how he acted in Casa Amor. I just think he just like got lost in the sauce, you know.
Were you looking around when you were in there? Were you craving like the relationship, or did you just?
Yeah, like I actually was like, like more than I thought I would, because when you are in there and everyone's all loved up, you're a bit like, oh, I wouldn't mind a bit of that. Like I wouldn't mind a little young spoon at night. Yeah. Like I was a bit, but it's just not in my nature to like, maybe I went on the wrong show because I'm not a grafter. Like I'm not going to be like, let me convince you. Like I can't do that. Like
no,
I need somebody who's like super into me.
Exactly. And I also think that's the way it should be. Like, no offense, Danica. It's almost like she's trying to force this thing with this boy, and it's like upsetting me.
Listen, I rate her.
I feel
like,
bad.
In a way, you know, yeah, good on you. Like she goes after what she wants.
I do. Yeah.
And you know, and that's fine. And I like. She's like got a lot going for her. She's a beautiful
girl.
Stunning. She's really funny. I mean, you know, I think when she picked Jay in the recoupling, I was a bit like, okay.
Oh, yeah, cool.
But like, you know,
you
got to do what you need to do in there. But I just, maybe I was a little bit too chilled. But I was trying to get to know people. And me and Davide got along really well. We were only recoupled together for like 2 days, and then they did another recoupling. So it was a bit like, didn't really get the, you know, time.
You didn't really get down to it. But
you don't have as much time as you think.
What about him and Ekin? What's going on there?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if Adam Collard now, because he like convinced
her. Honestly, I love her sometimes. And then like, after that last night, so I'm like, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
She's just sort of like taking out like that Adam under her wing, she like sat him down upstairs.
She's
I'm like
just TV girl.
No, but at this point, I'm almost like, well, come on, seriously, you've done this to, like every boy.
Yeah, but I think
surely
she
just, not.
She likes the boys to fancy her, which I don't blame her. Like, I think that when you're single,
but
like,
you can't just force someone to fancy you.
I think it's like hilarious. Like, it's so good.
I just like Davide. I'm like, come on, same. Don't be mean to Davide. Sorry,
I know, I know.
I think they're really cute together, but yeah, I'm also like please don't flirt with other men. Yeah,
but yeah, but I am actually very intrigued to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on Adam?
I just think it's really random.
I think
that
it's
they
quite strange
he's
gone back.
Like, I know,
agree.
It
I'm
is
like,
a bit
mate,
random.
You've done that now.
It's a bit random.
But I kind of like that this year they've like mixed everything up. Like even they when they did the dance challenge, normally that happens after Castro Amor. That was really rogue. And then like, you know, the recut, like I feel like the week that me and Charlie were in there was really weird. Like we get there, they send a boy and a girl in the same day. It's even numbers. We have a recoupling. And then 2 days later, we have another recoupling with the same seven people. Yeah. It was just really random.
But they, then, I guess they have to change it around, otherwise it's too predictable. It's too boring, and it's also predictable for you guys if you've watched previous series, like, right, this is going to happen now. Yeah. Whereas you just don't know.
Yeah, we were all guessing every day, like, oh, is this going to happen?
So good.
Like, I knew that there was a dumping coming, and I knew it, and I guessed that it was going to be the Islanders choosing. But yeah, like, it
but
was
But you
very...
didn't, did you expect it to be yourself?
Honestly, I didn't. Like, oh, I didn't you know, not, in, not because I think I deserve to stay more than Danica or anything like that, but because... I had a better relationship with the boys in there than Danica did.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, like, that's just, I...
That's just the fact.
Yeah, it was just how it was. Like, I really just got along with them. I really clicked. And not that she doesn't too, but, you know, I'm sure they had their reasons or whatever it was. And, you
another
know, life works like it should
ear,
and it's
maybe.
Fine, but who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
God, maybe I should get on that one.
That would be amazing.
They were actually going to do one. Weren't they going to do one? And someone we know was going to go with, wasn't it? Oh my God. No. It was a prank. We said about a celebrity Love Island and we prank called Miles saying that he got the call up for
it.
Oh
yeah, we did.
And did he say he was going to do it?
He's like, oh yeah, sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah,
oh my I'll God. Go back to
I
my
feel
agent.
Like he would be really good.
He'd be fucking good at it. He's done Island quite situation. A few like Love Island-esque yeah, he shows. That, he would have been really good.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, we're going to stop quizzing you for a little bit because some of our listeners have sent in some really funny first date stories. Okay, the first story is, so when it was in lockdown, I was messaging this guy. I really fancied him and we've been talking for weeks. He didn't have his car on him, so we decided I'd drive him an hour away and we'd go for a walk. We went on a walk and had a bit of an awkward kiss in a bird hut. Anyway,
in a bird hut? Sorry, what's that? Sorry.
Like a... Yeah, aren't they tiny?
A bird hut, as in like a little hatch.
I feel like it's not what we're imagining.
That the little robin comes out.
Yeah, I
mean, maybe it's like a little, you know, like...
Oh, like I know what you mean. Like, where, like those towers where they have like pigeons
maybe,
and stuff.
Maybe.
Don't know, anyway, it sounds quite romantic to me. So they kissed in a bird hut. Anyway, we must have both been really horny because of lockdown and we ended up waiting till it got dark, driving to a lay-by in a country road and having sex. Great lockdown story. He ended up messaging me months later and I'm now with a boyfriend who is amazing. I love him very much. P.S. Car sex is quite difficult. It is quite difficult.
Yeah. Oh my God. What's that awful film where they try and have sex in the car and she's like breastfeeding and then her breast milk just goes everywhere and then the car, they're like,
I really
oh,
don't
oh my
know.
God.
I've never had sex in a car. Oh no, I have had sex in a car. Hand up.
hands off.
Well, I got in a relationship really young, so like, we didn't really have anywhere else.
I had the same thing at school.
Time. That's, that
did the car
spot.
Steam up? Mine's got all steam in, yeah, and I had like condensation marks permanently in my car for a really long time.
Condensation marks for a long time?
Like, they were just in the car, like sort of condensation marks. My dad was like, "What the fuck? What's gone in the inside of your car? Does your AC not work?" I was like, "Yeah, it must be here." No.
Stop it.
I would have died. I had sex in a car once. We're on the way to skiing and we pulled over. Quite rude.
Romantic.
Actually. I know. Definitely not. Okay, the second story we got in was, once I went on a first date to a guy's house who was cooking me dinner. I went to use his bathroom and there were skid marks all down the toilet. I was so scared he was going to think it was me who left them. So I literally started going elbow deep in his toilet trying to keep him off. That is so rad.
That is so disgusting.
Wait, what? I just went back to dinner after that, washed my hands, obviously, pretending nothing had happened. Mate, he will know it's him.
I would have walked straight out.
Like flatmates or something.
I would have walked straight out and been like, "I'm really sorry, there's some skids in your leash. Do you mind just get, like, I don't want to be mean, but like, I don't need to think it's me and I don't want to go in there yet."
Yeah.
But they're in there.
Oh, that's so awkward.
That's so fucking awkward.
I don't know. That would almost give me the ick with the bloke.
I wouldn't probably say it. I wouldn't go and be like, "You
sort the skids."
I would just probably like walk out and pretend nothing. I'd go in there for such a short amount of time. Like, there's no way he thought I'd take it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How is he going to think that you've gone to the ick? Just having a quick.
That's terrible. Okay, last one. Once upon a time, long ago, I went on a date with this guy. He wasn't drinking, which is totally fine, but every time I took a sip, he'd say in his thickest Irish accent, "Nah, not for me. My body is a temple." Is that a good accent?
Oh my god, that's pretty good actually. Yeah.
That's quite full on. I'd be like, "All right, don't judge me."
So rude.
No, that's the thing. I don't know if I could date a guy that doesn't drink.
Fast forward to a week later, we hadn't spoken since the date. When pink, he sends me a text. I open it only to be confronted with the worst thing I think my 20-year-old eyeballs had ever seen: a full snapshot of his arsehole. Not arse, but arsehole. I cannot stress this enough.
Guys.
The worst part, both his hands were spreading the cheeks.
No, that can't have been.
We should have replied saying, "Nah, not for me."
This can't be real. That cannot be real.
So who took the picture? A mate, his mum. When I didn't reply, he repeat texted me. "I think I hurt myself in the gym. Can you see a cut?" I obviously can't. So many questions. Where is he now? He was hurt. Okay, well, I think obviously one of his friends is taking the piss, surely.
Yeah. Surely. It's just sent like a random picture from the internet.
That is so honest.
That's out of control.
Not the arsehole. That's like when you go get...
Can we just go back to being on the first date? Can you imagine someone being like, "Nah, not for me"? Every time you take
every
a little
sip, take a drink, I'll be like, "Okay, bye."
So rude.
Well, I have had that before, not on a date, but I have been like with people who don't drink and they're like, "Oh god, just hate it," and I'm like, "Oh mate, I'm only having a sip."
What, every time you have a sip?
Well, pretty much. Yeah. Oh, in wilderness.
I mean, listen, like, if people don't want to drink, fine, but like, perfect. Don't judge me.
Yeah,
I do
don't
drink.
Judge me. Not good.
Get me another spicy margarita quickly.
Yeah,
I mean, my drink of choice too. On that note, what were your first dates like in the villa?
Well, I went on three dates when I got there. It was like speed dates. Like,
okay.
So I
remember.
I was like sat by this like lake. And then it was quite really awkward because the other two boys were like sat
watching
the
listening
day.
In. So weird.
But it was kind of funny. Like, it kind of gave us a little bit of something to bounce off because the boys kept like chiming in.
Right.
But it is intense. And it's like, I just arrived. So I'd been there for like an hour and they're like, "Right, Antigone, you're going on three dates now." And then you like get whisked off. But it is fun though. Like, it's like, you know.
Do you have, are those drinks real? Are they like orange juice?
Yeah, they are, but they're like super weak. No, actually, I think that was just lemonade.
I would be surprised they wouldn't give you a little bit more just for a bit of Dutch courage at the beginning when you first go in.
But I think that they want you to be yourself.
Yeah.
Like, sure. They want you to be yourself. So, yeah, no, like, it was, the dates are actually quite fun. And I think for the couples that are like a little bit more solid, the dates really bring them closer because it's the one time you're just one-on-one. Just... whereas for me, like, it was like just a little, you know, getting to know a few people.
You chose three good ones.
Yeah. Like, I knew I'd get along with Dami, like, just like, even just on a friendship thing, because I really loved him in India before I went in there. Like, and Dami's somebody that I may have chosen, but like, I wasn't trying to get involved in him in India. But I just knew his friends, we would really get along.
Yeah.
So we just vibed, and it was like a good one just for like my first day to like have some banter and whatever.
Loosen you up.
Exactly. Jay, I thought, was like probably the best looking when I got there, and I was like, okay, cool, maybe he would be like a little bit of me, as they say. And that was like a fun date as well, but like, you know, whatever. And then Davide, I just like, was just hilarious. And I was like, me and Davide have a lot in common because we're both Mediterranean. We have very similar like family dynamics, like similar cultures. We both love food. We're the only two real coffee drinkers in the villa.
Oh, really?
Like we both love the gym. So like, I knew we'd have a lot in common, and he's really, really funny. So yeah. But yeah, the dates are fun. Good dates.
And did you kiss anyone when you were in there?
I only kissed Davide in the challenge.
Oh yeah, how was that? That seems quite cool.
Did you kiss her?
Well, do you know, honestly, I can't remember. Like, as in, like, I think so, but it was so, that whole thing was like a daze. Like, honestly, I felt like I was in a zone.
The challenge is actually really long. Yeah,
he kissed me as well in his bit too, but like, they didn't show that. And also like, Jax pecked me on the lips as well. I pecked him on, like, because Paige was like, go for it. We want to get their pulses raising. So I was like, all right, cool. But they didn't show that either. But I didn't have like a romantic looking in your eyes, I want to kiss you kiss on TV, which is fine. I'm not mad at it.
No, I wouldn't be mad at it at all. I think it's quite intense having that moment.
My parents and my ex and
I could not imagine falling in love with someone and then having your friends like watch it. Like, I couldn't think of anything worse than having you like watch me on a date. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh my God. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't be
judging
my, like,
your game, like judging your flirting.
Imagine doing that and you're knowing like everyone you know is fucking watching it, like your parents, your best friends.
I think it's a good thing. I actually found that knowing that, I think, made me a lot cooler on my dates.
Did it?
I was like, because I was like, listen, I am not like crumbling here. Like, I was like, I am coming in on a good vibe. So I think it gave me a little bit more like of a push to just like,
because
like,
you wanted to do everyone proud almost.
Yeah, but also I was like, listen, like, let me just be confident and let me just go with it, because at the end of the day, I'd rather that than like come across as like, so I'm nervous, like whatever, even though I was like actually really nervous, I just got there.
Yeah. You've got to just suck it up. You've always just got to take a deep breath and just be like, I'm just going to go for it.
Trying to be funny with it and just like, you know, giving the boys a little bit of banter and trying to like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so exciting.
And so what are your plans coming out? You obviously do music, and is that going really well?
Yeah, that's my everything,
honestly.
Everybody
listening, go check out Antigone. What's your...
Yeah, it's just at Antigone, Spotify, Apple Music, all the places. I have a single coming out in September. I'll be having a big single launch, so I'll let you girls know.
Yes, please.
And if I may say so myself, I throw great parties.
Can't wait.
The song's called You Can Have Him. And the idea of the song, the funny thing about this song is that it was actually inspired by one of my interviews with Love Island. When I was having like the calls with ITV and whatever, one of the questions that I was asked was, oh, like, what would you do if someone came into the villa, you like paired up with a guy and like a girl's coming after your man? And I was like, well, if you can take him, you can have him. And some of my dad's always said to me, he's like, listen, if somebody can take the person you're with, that means they're better suited to them. That means that's not your person.
Yeah.
So like, you know, as much as it might break your heart, you might cry like a little bitch. Like, it's like, at the end of the day, if you can take my man, you can have him.
Yeah.
Because he obviously wasn't mine to begin with.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I had that, and that stuck with me. And then I went to a studio a couple of days later. I was writing with my friend and I was like, I've got this like concept. And then just like wrote this song, and it's actually a bit of a banger. Oh, I'll show it to you guys.
And just to end it, because we've kept you for far too long, do you have any not so single diary stories?
Or single diaries? Because you are single.
I am single, yeah.
So single diaries. Do you have any, like, funny stories or anything that's
First dates.
Let me have a thing.
Well, I mean, you're in a relationship for such
a long
time.
I mean, I've been single for like a year and a half, so, and I feel like I've made the effort to be very single and just like date. And because for me, like last time I was single, I was like 15 before last year. So I was like,
mental.
The only dates I went on was like a group going to Nando's and bowling. Do you know what I mean? Like I was
like, yeah.
So I was like really excited to be, you know, like, right, let's see what this is all about. And I went on a date once and I ended up giving another guy my number while I was on this date.
Oh, that's very Stop this it. Podcast.
What was it like? Was
it
like
sounds so much it? Worse than it is, but
God,
basically,
God,
this guy that I was like on the date with was like kind of like a friend that was a bit more like that kind of vibe. And then I bumped into this guy while we were like on the date that I knew from Instagram, who was like also a musician. And it was like one of those ones we'd never met in person, but we followed each other. So when we spotted each other, it was like, oh, hey, like, how are you? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy I was with was like, oh, okay. Like, he just like wandered off because he assumed this is my friend and just left me to talk to him. And then he was like, yeah, like, we should work. Like, I was like, yeah, yeah, whatever. And he was like, oh, like, let me take your number. And I was like, all right, cool. So then I left and I was like, oh my God, I've just low key given another guy my number while I'm on a date with another guy. So it wasn't like that planned, but like, yeah, I guess that was
I love
rogue.
That. Did you go on a date with the other guy?
I did. I ended up seeing him.
Stop. Yeah. Okay, well, then it was
guys. Yeah, yeah, so you can meet, really you can meet your guy when you're on a date with somebody else.
Hey, listen, what's that saying?
Anything can happen.
Don't let your boyfriend get in the way of meeting the love of your life.
Stop. That's
this DJ I know that always says that.
Heard that.
I don't really believe in that. I'm just saying it's funny. What about you? What about you? Oh my God, you're engaged, aren't you? Congratulations.
Yeah, so I normally do a bride or bridezilla.
I feel like your wedding's going to be very epic. Like I said to you,
it's quite a lot of pressure. We've got a bloody podcast relationship. About it.
Like obviously, I don't know you, but like I've seen you.
You do
and
now.
I'm like, you guys have the funniest, like cutest
they
relationship
are too
ever.
Good.
Like the John Tucker, what's his name? Jesse Metcalf.
Yeah, I keep calling him John Tucker. Jesse, you know,
that was honestly one of the best things I've ever seen.
I remember when I first saw it, I was so confused because I didn't understand what this thing was.
Cameo.
I didn't get cameos. I was like, Sophie, why is he doing this? I was like, what's happened?
So guys, for context, there's a thing called Cameo where you can get celebrities, you can pay them to give you a message, so you can get them to give you a happy birthday message or whatever. Jamie paid Jesse Metcalf, who I think he assumed I really fancied, which I don't actually don't that much.
I do.
That much. In John Tucker, it must die, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, he got him to do a cameo of me saying that I had halitosis and he was... And that I was very lucky to have a boyfriend like Jamie who stuck by me whilst having a disease like halitosis. And he then posted it on Instagram. So, yeah.
No, I remember seeing him just crying. I just thought it was so funny.
Dad.
So funny.
Also, he bought it on my card. I remember him calling
Stop
me.
Stop it.
He was like, my car's not working.
How much did he charge?
110 fucking quid to do that. To
just to tell everyone you have bad breath.
Tell everyone, which I don't, for the record. My breath is lovely. It's a running joke because I have like a phobia of bad breath.
Okay.
So now it's a joke. Oh, I do not have
that makes it even funnier.
Not that there's anything, sorry to anyone who does have it, but I don't. I have lovely breath.
Oh my God. No, that is
even
so
the word
funny.
Breath like makes it a bit
yeah, same. I've got a massive phobia. My worst nightmare is like having a bad breath and
no,
being
me
around
too.
Someone.
I have chewing gum.
All the time. Sorry, in the island, last thing, when you're in bed and you wake up next to each other and
how
you're right, I'm like, go
like
brush your teeth.
I'm like,
Yeah, I don't know. But then again, like when I was with my ex and stuff, like I would still kiss him in the morning and stuff.
I can't.
But I feel like you're not going to do full on like tongue snogging, but a little like young peck on the lips and whatever, you don't really get the breath involved. You're not allowed chewing gum in there though.
Sorry.
You're not chewing gum because they don't want you like chewing on TV, but you could get mints.
I'd be minting up all the time. I'd be
every
like,
night the girls
more.
Were getting mints and I was there like with my mint, like, why am I having a mint? I'm not kissing anyone.
Oh my God, that's huge.
We've got to rate the wine.
We've got to rate this wine.
It was really nice.
It was delish.
I'm going to think I'm going to give it a 7.5.
I think I'm going to do a 7.
I'm going to give it an 8. I
think
like
if there's loads of ice in it as well, it'd be even nicer.
Yeah, because I don't even like white wine that much, but I would drink
it's
this.
It's a subtle one.
Yeah, it's nice.
We'll leave the link for you guys to go check it out. And thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
On our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Can't wait to come to your launch party in
September. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, holding you to that. Don't forget
when. No, don't worry, I won't.
Thanks, bye, guys. Bye.